Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. You can catch Mike Johnson this afternoon with Mike Bell. And Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. Before we get into Flowery Branch and the Raheem Morris audio, we got to talk about Top 5 Tuesday a little bit early.
Ooh, what do we got?
Because I'm in charge today, so it's 6:40 today, a little bit early.
Does it have anything to do with your shirt?
I am the Alex Mack of Christmas. Do you remember Alex Mack from Nickelodeon?
Yes.
She was known for all her different hats.
I didn't watch the show overly much, but I do remember that was a character on Nickelodeon. There's also another Alex Mack, obviously the guy that played center for the Falcons when they went to the Super Bowl back in 16. But I do remember the Alex Mack character from Nickelodeon. Yes.
Yeah, and she was always known for her different hats. So I'm the Christmas Alex Mack because I have a different Christmas hat for every single day. So today, I'm just going to be basic for this time of year. I'm doing my favorite Christmas movies. Top 5 my favorite Christmas movies. Do you hear one key word in there, Bo?
Your.
My.
Your.
My.
But do you know what I just thought?
What?
If this movie's not on the list, you're wrong.
Of course. Garrett, have you been here when we've done a Top 5 Tuesday?
I have been in here. Yes, I have. Yes.
It is very contentious.
It's extremely contentious, especially when Dylan is doing it and he's talking about God knows what, about movies that he's probably never seen.
No, he did best fast food desserts and it was all vanilla ice cream. Like everything was vanilla ice cream.
Where was Vanilla Bean? That's the question. Mayfield, specifically for Mayfield.
He also
That's
did
the killer one.
Like the best endings or something, and they were like 2-minute movie clips.
It was absolutely crazy.
Ah, Dylan. Enjoy your fly home from L.A., brother.
Very unhinged. So 6:40, we will get to my top 5 favorite Christmas movies. Now, I think Garrett has a little heads up on what they are because he got the audio last night. But we'll reveal it all to Bo and you can criticize on Twitter if you would like. Now, let's get to Raheem Morris. He did speak to the press yesterday. Let's start at the very beginning. He talked about his relationship with Arthur Blank.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, the support ain't an issue. You know, he is absolutely outstanding. And like, his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And like, is everybody. It's all hands on deck mentality with the organization. And I can't say enough about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not, I'm sure that those meetings are very awkward on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know this, but Arthur does meet with the head coach on Mondays after games, win or lose. I'm sure they're much more fun meetings when they win, and they're not when they lose, especially 37-9 at home. Yeah. It's normally just like any other meeting you would have with your boss, you know, or if you're, you know, I try to say like this, the Falcons are not a small company, right? There's a lot of people involved, but imagine it's a small company and you lead the biggest branch of said company or the biggest unit of that, which would be the this in this case, it's not, but it's the most important, which is the on-the-field product, the team. And, you know, after you have a big project or a big event, let's go over what went well, what went wrong. And, again, I don't, I've never been to that meeting, I don't have any insight. But I'm sure it's not fun, but the fact of the matter is it's not an awkward thing where it's like, basically, it's not an interrogation. And it's not, well, if this isn't corrected, or else.
Right.
Kind of situation. And I don't know who asked the question. I don't know the exact context of the question. But what I will say is, hopefully it wasn't Garrett. but what I will say is that I don't necessarily think it's overly one that you're going to get much out of. What is Raheem supposed to say? Nah, man, Arthur is, you know, he's not supportive and basically told me, you know, win or it's my ass. Like, what is he supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like, I understand the reason behind asking questions, but sometimes I question what people think they're going to hear. And a lot of times it's fans more than anything. Like, what do you think? How is it expected he's going to answer?
So, in fairness, that was Josh Kendall asked the question from The Athletic.
Okay.
It was a follow-up question to something he had said earlier. So, it was basically just talking about like what those meetings are like, because we've heard a lot about them, and obviously we don't know what goes on behind those closed doors, to Bo's point. And Josh was just trying to say, like, what do you say to him after a game like this? I mean, you lose 37-9. Like, you get outscored 31-6 and or 31-3 in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have an explanation, and you're also not making any staff changes. You called them irrelevant. How do you explain that to your owner?
Yeah.
And somebody who, I mean, the stadium is not what it should be right now. I mean, I was in the press box and I'm listening to people chant Seahawks in our section. And it's just, it's a difficult spot that this franchise finds itself in. And he has to meet with the owner every single Monday. So how do you talk about that? That was the foundation of the question, though.
And I'll say real quick about the stadium thing, because I saw some misrepresentations online about what the stadium was. It was not a ghost town.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, it wasn't empty. Right. There were a lot. It was actually more full than I would have expected it to be. From where the team's at, yeah, there were a lot of Seahawks fans. Guess what? And Garrett knows this. There's always fans of the opposing team. And guess what? It's not a Mercedes-Benz problem because the same exact thing happened at the Georgia Dome. I went to the Georgia Dome my entire life. Like from the moment it opened, I was as a fan. We would go to one or two games a year, and there were always a crap ton of fans from the other team. The only time the Georgia Dome was packed out for the Falcons was in 98, in December of 98, when you were on the way to a 14-2 season in the Super Bowl run, and late in 12 and 16, again, where you were on your way into the playoffs. But most of the time, the stadiums have always been had good crowds from other teams. That's the way it is. It's a transient town, and it's a fan base that gets on at the very last minute.
And take a look at what happened in Los Angeles last night on Monday Night Football. That place was taken over by Philly.
Yeah, when they sacked, it was late in the fourth quarter, or maybe it was in the overtime. They were literally cheering Eagles defense on. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a home game, basically. I mean, at least it was a neutral site, at the very least. But I think to your point, Bo, I mean, like, the Benz gets a lot of undue hate, just in terms of where the team is right now and where the fans are right now and just the temperature of where they stand. And there is frustration, and fairly so. I mean, you have to – I mean, look, fans are entitled to be – Brent Key talked about this after the Georgia loss when Georgia Tech fell. Fans are fanatical. That's what they are supposed to do. They're supposed to have these strong opinions. They're supposed to feel the way that they do. That's their job. That's their role in this relationship. And it's on the Falcons to provide a winner for them.
Yeah. If I were Raheem Morris, in my experience, when you have messed up at work or something has gone wrong, you just walk in and say, no excuses. Here's what I'm going to do in the future. Because I've been in some of those hard-hitting meetings like that where it's just very, very uncomfortable. And the last thing your boss ever wants to hear is an excuse. But let's talk about, we talked a lot yesterday about special teams. We're all frustrated, and so is Raheem.
Is a combination of different things, right? It's you get out there and you make one mistake and it is just multiplied across the board. And when you make mistakes across the board at different times, when they get exposed, you make everybody expend more energy. And when people expend more energy, you get bad results like you got. You can't go out down in the first kickoff and make an outstanding play, do it exactly right, make the tackle inside the 30, inside the 20, whatever the case may be. Go out there, get the three and out by your defense and really play well. You have to have some consistency and some consistency to be able to do it down in, down out, no matter who goes out there, no matter where you're kicking it or who you're kicking it to. And we have not found that. And it's been absolutely frustrating.
So he's frustrated, and we need to see some changes. But with this quick turnaround, Bo, like, how can those changes get implemented this week?
I mean, it's just about going out there and doing it, because the practice is going to be weird, but you're going to be going doing walkthroughs, and you're going to do film study, and you're going to just go over the exact same thing you've gone over. A lot of this is what I was kind of talking about yesterday with Mike, is that he said one mistake. The new kickoff rule, with everyone being so in one tight area, basically on what essentially is a line of scrimmage, one little misfit in that can mean everything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a misfit in the run game. Go back to the Berlin game with the Colts, where Billy Bowman misfits the run in a way where he gets pinned at the line on the edge inside, and Jonathan Taylor bounces it out, makes a guy miss, and he's gone. And it's kind of very similar with that kickoff where Shahid, someone misfit it. I really need to go back and completely diagnose it, but someone misfit that run, I mean, that kickoff. And when they did, it's him and Zane Gonzalez. And I don't know about you guys, but the last guy I want trying to make a center field or a safety type play is any kicker on a guy like Rashid Shaheed. But it's happening every single week. And that is why the frustration happens. And on top of that, you get a blocked field goal after almost getting a field goal blocked on the first one. It's attention to detail. And why is there a lack of attention to detail? Is it the fact that your depth is poor to where you're using those the guys you're trying to use in special teams for the most part, the depth is not there? Is it coaching? Is it both? I don't know what to tell you, but I can tell you we tend to see the same mistakes over and over again, and some of them are different guys making them, because DeMarco Helms made it I think last week. Mm-hmm. Or 2 weeks ago, so I don't know what to tell you.
It changes every week, but it's also because the players have changed seemingly every week. It has been a revolving door, let's say. I mean, and not all of it is their fault, too, because you talk about the injuries to... I mean, he talked a lot yesterday about how much they invested in the special teams unit, and they did. With Kadarrell Hodge, you have Jamal Agnew, you have D'Angelo Malone, you have... I mean, J.D. Bertrand, that was his role for this team. You have a lot of guys on this team who's... Not their sole responsibility, but effectively their sole responsibility is special teams. And the one thing that all those guys have in common is that they have all missed games for various amounts of time. Josh Woods, I mean, he's coming back. I mean, and he's, I don't know how healthy he is 100%. No one's healthy at this point, but he just missed, what, 4 games in a row? I mean, he is probably your most valuable special teams contributor alongside of Kadarrell Hodge. And you miss him for as much time as you did. D'Angelo Malone is right there in that same ilk. So it's a tough spot for this team, but injuries are just that. I mean, it's next man up. It's not really an excuse.
Well, and the quick turnaround, I mean, that's just brutal this week after a loss like that, when you do want to see a lot of changes implemented.
I'd actually say that the quick turnaround is probably for the best.
You think?
I think this team needs to move on to the next page. They need to get on to this mini bye week and kind of just breathe for a second.
Mm-hmm.
They can put it behind them as quickly as possible. I mean, 31-6 in the 31-3 in the second half. I mean, you want to get that behind you as quickly as you can.
Yeah. Well, we do have the good, bad, and the ugly coming up at 7 o'clock today. Bo and Garrett will break down exactly what we saw. And coming up, the Notre Dame athletic director is not happy. We'll get into more college football headlines, and we've got my Mac drop. It's my turn at Top 5 Tuesdays. We talked about we're going for my top 5 favorite Christmas movies next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.